All right, fellas, what's up? Ladies, how you doing? Let me tell you that ZipRecruiter brought you the show today. ZipRecruiter, that is ZipRecruiter, and this is what you need to know about them, okay? First and foremost, I'm going to preface this with the epilogue. That is, right now, listeners can start forming their own winning team, ZipRecruiter, for free. You have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb, to try it for free today. Caleb, C-A-L-E-B. So, to rewind that a little bit, you can't find the best candidates by posting your job on just one site. You need to post them on all the top job sites, and that's what you can do with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job with 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then, their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your position. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in just 24 hours. No more juggling emails. Mike the Bike, do you ever juggle an email before? You look like a juggler.
Yes.
Nice. How many emails can you juggle at once?
A lot.
Nice. Nice. No more juggling emails, though, Mike the Bike. No more calls to the office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes nationwide. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb. Try it for free today. Young and Happy theme song intro now.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way, baby.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'm living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
This is a love song. This is a love song about Mike the Bike.
Why is he so hot?
I wish I could find, if I could find that, the instrumental, that's Drew Barrymore by SZA, SZA, I don't know how you say it, but if I could find the instrumental to this song, I would make such a endearing and sexual love song for Mike the Bike, but I just can't find it. It's literally not on the internet. There's other songs of hers that are on the internet that I could maybe do it to, but I'll have to do some more research. But anyways, air horn. This is Caleb Presley and solo Jimmy today. If anyone's been with me from the jump, first of all, appreciate that. We're big jumpers around here, big vertical guys, about to launch some new verticals next week, speak of the devil. But if you've been with me from the jump, then you know that I used to do this show by myself, solo dolo.
Mr. Solo Dolo.
Off the head, off the cuff. Some people like to call that a rant, Mike the Bike. Mike the Bike's sitting here. So I'm doing the show solo, but Mike the Bike's here, producer Ben's here. These guys are just not very talkative. Mike the Bike speaks in sound bites. Mike the Bike, say something.
I don't speak in sound bites.
I feel like we could use that as a sound bite. Can you loop that back in as a sound bite?
I don't speak in sound bites.
Thanks. Okay, so I'm here. I'm doing the show solo, Jimmy. I don't care. I don't need Roan. This is kind of like, think of I'm the New York Knicks. I don't need Kristaps Porzingis. I don't need him to be successful. That's exactly what this is. He's in Greece. I'm ripping this show by myself. I'm ripping it like I'm freaking Guido in the gym. It's ripped, okay? It's ripped like a pair of Feidelberg's jeans. It's ripped, okay? So we got a lot of topics. We're going to do kind of a Happy Burst-esque show today. We didn't get a big guest this week. I apologize. It's hard to get a big guest every single week. It's exhausting. You got to kiss up to people. You got to be nice. You got to pretend like you're friends. You got to slow play them for a while, develop a relationship. It's hard business. So, yeah, we're just doing solo Jimmy. Also, shout out to my guy, Slim Jimmy. This episode is dedicated to you. Maybe I can get a... Let me see this beginning, this Drew Barrymore song, and see if I can do a little something for my guy, Slim Jimmy. Slim Jimmy, this one is for you. Slim Jimmy, I heard you had a falling out. Slim Jimmy, this one is for you. She keeps coming in right when I feel like I'm getting going. Yeah, so anyways, in the news, I guess we'll go right into it. News flash. Slim Jimmy and Swae Lee are rumored to be splitting up. This is the duo that forms Ray Shmurders. It's ear drummers backwards, and this brings up the great question, the timeless question, who thought of that idea to call it? Just because it's ear drummers backwards doesn't make it, you can't pronounce that. No one knows how to say Ray Shmurders. No one. It's like XX10N. What's wrong with these guys? I saw a story today on the internet. Freaking, there's a new guy called NBA Young Star or something. I mean, like,
he's like NBA Young Boy or something.
NBA Young Boy. Who's naming these guys? And why are they all so young and little? young Rob Stone, your guy, you hate him, Mike the Bike. Rob Stone, he's finally, like, Rob Stone, is that just his government name or, like, I don't know what that is. He's always stoned. He, like, skips stones.
I think it's Young Boy, NBA, and it says NBA stands for Never Broke Again.
Also
it's
national,
kind of like
national
a motto slash name.
And also never be attractive. That's what I say. But anyways, yeah, even Rob Stone's Twitter name is Young Rob Stone. It's an interesting dynamic. Mike the Bike, you look like you're about to say something.
His name is Jalen Robinson.
Rob Stone? So it's an alias? You watch that TV show?
You got his address, too?
No.
Yo, you know how the dark web works? Are you on that? Are you like, deep in the
Which
in
dark
the mind
web
fields
are we
of the dark
about?
Web? Which dark web?
Because you referred to Reddit as to the dark web.
Yeah. Well, Reddit's like in the gray area in the dark web. Like, Reddit's, I think, is where you go to Reddit, and it's like a portal. It's like the book that you have to pull. And then once you pull that book, then the dark web opens.
To be honest, I did go to the dark web once.
No way.
I left in like 5 seconds.
Why? What happened?
They pulled you to the dark side?
Yo, wait. What happened?
It's not safe there. I'll just tell you that.
Wait. Can you just tell us what happened?
What'd you see?
Like, how'd you get to it?
Are we really going?
Yeah. Make sure you're talking to Mike.
Take us through the dark
web. You gotta download a program.
Okay, and then, so you download the program, what's it called?
I think it's called TOR.
Okay, and then you download the program, and then you just open it up, and you hit, like, make a username, password, profile pic? Why? Okay, let me describe to you what's going on in the studio right now. He's, like, getting really nervous, like the people from the dark web are like, some of our listeners. Like, what do they say to you on there?
Shut down his computer.
Do not go there. Do not go to the dark.
Okay, can you tell us what happened?
I was just curious, and I...
Right, so you get on... You so, like, when you go on the dark web, this might sound dumb. Is it just dark? Is the computer screen just black?
Like, Google's a white homepage. What do you see? Dark web. Open it up.
It's very complicated to explain.
Is it, like, ones and zeros?
It's like Internet Explorer, but, like, there's websites you can access on...
Is it like a messenger on
What are
there?
The websites?
Did you get messaged by, like, Bitcoin miners? Like,
Mike the Bike just, like, looked at me for, like, 5 seconds.
Dude, just tell us what happened. No, just tell us what happened.
It's like Google Chrome, right?
Yeah.
There's some websites you can't go to.
Right. Like, what's an example?
I don't know.
Okay. But like, what did you go to? What was the first one you went to?
I didn't go to any.
Did you try, like, buy guns? Where did you do? Just tell us through your experience.
I'm just curious.
I'm not questioning your motives. Although I'm starting to think I should. But what did you do? Like, you're curious?
No. I'm an internet guy, so I, like, let's see what this is all about, and then...
Yeah.
You said you got scared.
But you were
because,
scared.
Why?
What did you get scared of? Would you open up? Was there, like, a scary face on the computer, or what?
The police track.
You think they're tracking
yes,
you?
Yes.
Is it illegal to be on the dark web?
And, I think so.
I'm going to look this up right now.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's stuff you can do on the dark web that's illegal, but I don't think it's illegal just to access it.
Is it the deep web or the dark web? Okay, it says, is it illegal to access the deep web? All depends on the country you live in and the information you're accessing. Let's say, for example, you live in the U.S. and access a deep web blog using Tor, a browser. That's what you did. You somehow connect with the World Wide Web and access any site using a browser, the Tor browser. Instantly illegal because it's North Korea. What?
So we just had.
How did North Korea
get
thrown into
that? Is it a felony?
Were you communicating with North Korea?
No.
Would it be advantageous for us to get popping on the dark web?
I think that's where how we'll really take off if we get popping on the dark web.
That might be like really the next level move. Can you look into that for us? Can we? Is there like a social media on the deep web?
What kind of advertisers would we have on the dark web?
Freaking like gun lords. Those guys got the real cash. That's actually really not a bad idea. Mike the Bike, your newest mission is I want to just see the landscape. I want you to paint me a picture. I want you to go on tour. You can use someone else's computer. You don't have to use yours because I know you have the nerdy one, the nice one. Actually, can I even get on mine or you have to use a nerdy computer?
I think you can use any computer.
Okay, so we'll go on tour.
I don't think it's safe to do it on
Mike the Bike has a green laptop for everyone who doesn't.
And he carries around a mouse. Not an animal. A computer mouse. A USB mouse he just carries around in his pocket. In his back pocket. Like his freaking wallet. Okay, so can you just check out the deep web landscape for me? Can you do me a favor? And let's just see if there's any like niche markets on there that we feel like we could insert ourselves into, young and happy. Okay? And any podcast promos. Okay, fine. All right. So anyways, Slim Jimmy, Sway Lee, breaking up. It's on the dark web. Everyone knows about it on there. Is this true? Is this story true? Probably not. The reason I say that is I don't even really remember where I saw it. I just remember that I saw it. I know for a fact. Remember what we used to do in the show? Happy Facts? It's just like information you know that you came across, but you just can't quite place like where you got it from. That's basically what happened with this situation. My thoughts on it are this. I'm Team Slim Jim. I've always, one, I mean, the obvious food joke there. I love Slim Jims. But Slim Jimmy's a good guy. Sway Lee's a good guy. Quavo's a good guy. Takeoff's a good guy. I think there's a lot of good guys in music. And does the deep web know if it's true?
I'm not a deep web expert. I only...
Can you get on right now?
Get on. No.
What's the difference between deep web and dark web?
I think they're the same thing.
Is the web racist?
Probably.
Something to think about. Designer noise.
Caliber, caliber, caliber. Caliber, caliber, get somebody. Caliber, caliber, send somebody.
Something else I want to talk to you guys about today is Denny's. You're saying, Caleb, you talk to me about Denny's every single day on this show. Well, you're dang right, and there's a reason. Because I love it. Denny's... The simple purpose is that I like to read these as they're written, so I'm going to say our. At Denny's, our simple purpose is that we love to feed people. Our founder, Harold Butler, was driven by a passion to feeding people. Oh, this is just like a general overview, this read, so I think I'm just going to just talk about why I like Denny's. I think I just want to – you guys know if you listen to the show, Denny's has a new online ordering demand, your diner favorites at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online to download the Denny's app. Why I like Denny's is because, speaking of Migos, isn't that where the Migos broke up? Didn't they break up outside of Denny's?
No, I think it was like Perkins.
It's a Perkins?
Perkins.
No. Migos, Denny's. I'm looking up. Denny's is very, very... incorporated into rap culture, and that's not the only reason I like it. I also like their Grand Slam breakfast. So check that out. That's Denny's on demand. Freaking Denny's, man! What a place! Can we play a NASCAR sound right now?
Was that Almendinger?
I tell you what about that Almendinger. I shit you not, son.
Okay. Next topic is pretty fire. Tyler the Creator is in the news, and Tyler the Creator has tweeted a tweet that has sent shockwaves throughout the entire dark web universe, Mike the Bike. The dark web is trembling. The dark web is seeing the light with this tweet. I'm looking it up right now. Okay, Tyler the Creator, I want to read you the tweet exactly. Okay, there's no text in the tweet, but it says in a picture, 7 days, boy. This is like a viral tweet. So, good on you, man. Shout out to Tyler, the Creator. Nice.
Oh, sick.
Sick. 7 days, boy. Hey, you know what I always say? 7 days, boy.
It's like the ring.
It's like the ring. I mean, what do you think? I mean, sounds like something's coming in 7 days. Maybe he's got a big announcement. Maybe he invented an app. Maybe he...
You think he's pregnant?
Maybe he got someone pregnant. Maybe he's going to get someone pregnant in 7 days. Maybe this is probably honestly what it is that so far I've noticed this, and I was talking about this on the radio today earlier, every single part of Facebook has been basically, so basically Facebook came as the first app and was like, listen, we got you covered. We got your pictures. You can write. You can tell us where you are. You can post events. You can literally anything you want to do. Connect with friends. You can like. You can see how many people are your friends with, the followers. And then every other social media has just been a jump off, except they don't make it better. They just take one part of the already existing Facebook, like Instagram. They're like, okay, it's like Facebook, except you can't do anything besides the pictures. It's just the pictures from Facebook, nothing else. Twitter. Yo, it's just the posts from Facebook, nothing else, though. You can't do any of the thing originally. It's just 140 characters, that's it. Snapchat, that's a little different, I think. Facebook never had disappearing nudes. But do you think Tyler, the Creator's idea is like the last remaining frontier of Facebook?
What part?
I don't know. Like, what's left on Facebook that hasn't been made? Like, maybe like a... It's a birthday reminding app. Like, it just reminds you when people's birthdays are. Because I don't get on Facebook anymore, and I never know when it's people's birthdays.
You can just collect friends. You can't do anything with them, though.
You can
send friend requests and accept them, but that's where it ends.
You can see how many followers you have.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. And it also has, a ticker on the bottom of it that has, like, the Venmo, like, who's been Venmoing each other. It's like a collab with Venmo. Good idea, Tyler Creator. Good on you, man. That's nice. Can we get a round of applause for standing up for my guy, Tyler the Creator? And lastly, I saved this one for last because you saved the best for last. And it's everyone's favorite segment on Young and Happy. It is the media takeout story of the day that might not be true, but is good for the show.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
So today's media takeout headline that might not be true, but it's good for the show, is this. And I'm reading this directly from my favorite website other than Barstool Sports, Media Takeout. Quote, they're saying that Mariah Carey is now officially a BBW. Dot, dot, dot. She was walking down the street. Dot, dot, dot. Looking extra thick. Exclamation point, exclamation point. In parentheses, her cakes are thick. Dot, dot, dot. So is her neck. That's your headline. So Mariah Carey's got some thick ass cakes. Tell you what, boy, I've never really heard that term utilized in that way before. But boy, oh boy, and her neck too. I don't even know. Like, is this a fat? What's a BBW?
BBW's big beautiful woman.
It's not a big black woman.
No,
big beautiful woman.
Big beautiful woman. A BBC, a big black cock.
I got those mixed up. And BBC, but what's the British?
The BBC.
What's the British news network?
British Broadcasting Channel or something.
Ah, what's ABC?
American Broadcasting Channel. I want to say.
Huh. So she's a BBW.
Yeah, American Broadcasting Company.
It sounds like she's got a extra thick ASS. All right. So she's now officially. People are saying that. He said, it didn't say Mariah Carey is now officially BBW. It just says people are saying, which is another way of saying the streets is talking. There's if you keep your ear to the streets, then you'll know that the streets are whispering that Mariah Carey might be officially a BBW because she was walking down the street, and boy, oh boy, was she looking extra thick with her cakes. That's plural, folks. She's got two cakes. To tell you who else has two cakes. I think we just went out. I think we had a technical difficulty there. I had a really good punchline to that. But producer Ben, I don't know. Was that a technical difficulty? Why they couldn't hear that good punchline?
I'll leave it in there so people can leave it up to their imagination.
Okay,
like
cool.
You said.
Perfect. All right.
Tweet us what you think Caleb said.
Yeah, it was good. Just know like when you tweet, it was really good. And this reminds me to encourage you to follow Young and Happy on Instagram and Twitter. We're really working hard, especially on Instagram, to build a following. And this is my trick that I want to run. So basically what Barstool did when they made their big account, and people forget this, Barstool Sports Instagram got huge because they just posted hot girls all the time. It's all they posted. They're just hot girls. And you, the only reason people knew Barstool Sports Instagram, I think, was pretty much for the hot girls. There might be some funny videos, but it's mostly hot girls. Smoke show of the day. They had a guess that ass of the day, whatever. And then once it had like a quadrillion followers, then they just completely changed it and rebranded it, but it already had the followers, the verification, the whole nine yards. And now look at Barstool Sports. It might be the most powerful outlet we have. So I'm running the same scheme in my mind for Young and Happy. So right now we are literally just posting anything that I think might be funny enough to get people to tag each other and follow. Like it's literally the Wild Wild West. They're like, what's your brand on Instagram? I said, my brand is followers. My brand is how many people can I get on this account? Coley comes up to me. He runs social media for Barstool. He goes, yo, I got this video on Barstool. I'm about to post it. It's about doing butt stuff and has dogs swimming around in mud. Does this fit your brand? I said, you're damn right it fits our brand. Young and Happy, we're trying to get followers. Follow us, man. Follow us. And Twitter, too. Twitter's not bad. So any last thoughts for the people as they go into the weekend, Mike the Bike?
Can I make a suggestion for our listeners?
I don't like where this is going.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Do it, but I might cut it.
No. We're keeping it in, but don't do it. I'm just kidding. You can do it.
Like, message us funny videos that we might get to post on Instagram. Or
should they message them on Instagram, or should they do it on Twitter?
Both.
I think they should email Mike.
Can we get your email address?
Yeah.
Can you want to say
MiddleTackle@gmail.com.
Love that. So if you have something good, listen, do not send nudes.
I know I know your email address. That's not your email address. This is like when you gave out the fake phone number.
I'm not going to give out my email
address. You think the dark web police are going to find you if you give out your email address?
We're going to find you on tour. I think I have it. It's in my email. I'm just going to say it. Hold up. What's up, Michael?
It's MKUO94@gmail.com. That's MKUO94@gmail.com.
I take back what I said about the dick
Michael
pics. Michael
Koo.
Send funny videos for Instagram and then dick pics as well.
Quo.
Michael Quo. Like a quail.
Just send nudes in general. Okay, that's a show. Also, be on the lookout for a playlist. I'm putting a playlist out today, Friday. So if you listen to this in the morning time, it's probably not out yet. But if you listen to this in the afternoon, it probably is. That's good news. Toodaloo, my friends. Toodaloo.
Mike Wilmer. Said I can't slow down. Hey, if I wanted to, we live for this shit. Yeah, we truly do. I know you do. Oh, I know you do. I know you do too. 'Cause you're just like us. Yeah, you love that spotlight. That spotlight. Up your riders out and say let's go out. You mix that drink up and show all out. You wanna scream and shout, ain't no turning down. It ain't no more daddy's little girl. Don't you feel like you can take on the world? You ain't worried about nobody's need dissing. You just glad to be the center of attention. Hey, go on and put your hands up, put them up, up, up. Come and try this shit on my. Tell me when you had enough. All the girls set this bitch up. Who's with us? Us, us, huh? I done seen stars a million times, and they only come out at night. How come they only shine bright at night? Been around, seen stars all my life. They only come out at night. They only come out at night. Just like us.
Woke up Friday, still drunk from yesterday. Last night was crazy, last night was wavy. Came 100 deep, we wasn't even on the list. But we was in the building, big bottles of Promise. I'm in the moment, only thinking about right now. You know the life.
like us. Then. Like a
everybody, this is Spike Ferguson from Spike's Car Radio. We're out here in the porch of at the Malibu Kitchen at the Malibu Country Mart every weekend doing podcasts. My first guest is Jerry Seinfeld. He's right here. We're going to have Jeremy Piven. We're going to have Chris Hardwick. See you soon on Spike's Car Radio.
I think he's over-projecting for a podcast.
And I love to over-project for podcasts. Join me every week at podcastone.com and Apple Podcasts.